wasn't a lack of effort for you guys tonight, just a slow start, but Holcomb just came out hitting everything, and that was just too much to overcome for you guys tonight.
Yeah, it was. They punched us in the mouth right away, and we just couldn't come back from it. You know, our defense was not on, I guess, tonight. Our rotations were pretty slow, so, you know, but they came out and shot the ball extremely well. But they came out, they were the aggressor, sad to say, but, you know, they brought it to us, and we just weren't able, you know, to really recover ever, you know, from the first few minutes of the game. They were attacking us, and we were struggling keeping them out of the paint, and seemed like every time, you know, you look up, it's a layup or a kick out for three. So it's tough, you know, and especially tough when it's the last game. You don't have to, you know, you're not going to learn from it. You know, we struggled shooting the ball, but I thought really their offense kind of affected everything that we did. They were hitting shots. We got impatient, and we kind of started forcing. But, you know, I love my guys to death, and I wouldn't trade them for anybody.
I thought partly the game also changed maybe a little bit in that second quarter when Parker picked up a second foul, and I called it a very questionable intentional foul call there, and I thought it was a hard foul, but the official thought different. I thought that kind of maybe changed things about trying to get to keep with that physicality the rest of the night.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to look at it. I didn't think it was quite the intentional foul caliber, but if he was, you know, you got a kid running full speed, and maybe, you know, I don't know. You want to protect those kids, and it hurt us because, honestly, with the way that they were guarding some of our other players, they were kind of sagging off, and they weren't really guarding them. So, you know, you're out there with two help defenders, it seems like, always in the paint, but Parker's still able to get to the basket, you know, pretty much at will. You know, we need that so that the defense can collapse and we can kick it out, and they can't just stay out there and hug Hunter and Jackson and some of our shooters. So it was tough, but, you know, no one person was going to make or break that game. They just, they came out and competed at a different level than we did tonight. And when you're coming into another team's court and you've already beat them twice, like, you got to understand that they're going to come out with some fight. And I thought they came out extremely hungry, and they were very intense, and it just shook us. I thought I saw that in our body language, and we weren't able to really get in the rhythm.
Watching Holcomb here tonight and things that you guys were trying to do, it looked very similar for them when they played at Hugoton a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, absolutely. This was the first time they shot the ball well against us. So, you know, when their shots are going, they've got a couple kids that are really good at getting to the basket. You know, when you have Zeffin and Jackson, you know, those two guys, it's hard to stop them. If you mix in that many threes, you know, it becomes really difficult because then you got closeouts that are poor and somebody else is getting into the paint. But early on, our defensive rebounding was just so – it was just weak. You know, they were taking it away from us, slapping it away from us. So it was – I think it had everything to do with the way that they came out and started the game, and I thought it just took us out of our comfort zone, and we struggled.
You know, Jackson ended up leading you guys with 14 points here tonight, and Hunter at 12 and Parker at 10. You had about 44 of your 51 points from your seniors. So they were definitely there playing hard and taking to the basket. And that when Evan got the ball and when you got him involved, that's when you guys were probably at your best here tonight, and it's been kind of that way all year.
Yeah, and we had, you know, that was kind of our scouting report, was we wanted to attack and we wanted to get the ball down there. And again, they make their run, they jump on us, and our mental, you know, ability to handle that and still, you know, stay in the flow of what we're trying to do was just not where we needed it to be tonight. And, you know, like I said, I feel for our seniors. They put a lot of time. Parents have spent a lot of money on them kids to go travel around, and it obviously, you know, it doesn't end the way that we want it to, but it only ends the right way for one team, you know, every year. And unfortunately, we, you know, wish we'd be playing on Thursday, but, you know, I love these guys, and I hope them, you know, the best later on in their futures.
Yeah, four seniors there, Hunter Yeager, Parker Gooden, Jackson Lewis, and Evan Smith. And Hunter, Jackson, and Evan were big for you guys over the last 3 years. You couldn't get Parker till this year, and really toward this final stretch here, he definitely showed what he was capable of, and I think he probably ended up the last four or five games of the regular season scoring double-digit points each time.
Yeah, I mean, the kids talk to our coaches, they don't want to guard him when they have to run some scout team stuff, because he's extremely strong. He's got a very quick first step, and he does a lot of things that help us, and we needed some added toughness this year, and he definitely gave us that. And then, you know, as you mentioned, he really provided us with some scoring, so it would have been nice to have him for, you know, the two previous years, and, you know, kind of developed him a little bit more. But, you know, he's such an athletic kid, strong, quick, you know, all those things. And But like I told my guys in the locker room, you know, this game doesn't define them at all. You know, my guys are full of character. You know, that they've got great character. They're always there for each other. You know, so at the end of the day, not what we wanted at all. But, you know, these guys are going to do great things in life because that's just who they are.
Oh, absolutely. You hit it on the head there. Thanks all season, Coach. And no, it ended way too early for us here. Appreciate all the access to your program. It's been fun watching these kids. But thanks again, as always, for everything here. And we'll see you around.
All right. Thank you, Adam.